Today we are celebrating the most beautiful divine mercy of our Lord. That our Lord has given to us his mercy and his love, that he has poured it down upon us. And we can look at that beautiful image of divine mercy and see those rays of light like the water and blood pouring from his side. Those rays of light which pour down upon us. Unfortunately, when we talk about divine mercy, we can miss what it's about. We can go to extremes. We can reach conclusions that lead us away from our Lord's divine mercy instead of lead us deeper into it. You know, you might hear someone say, well, you know, I can't be forgiven. God will not have mercy on me. No, he will. We have to be open to it. You might hear someone say the opposite of that. Well, I'm not a bad sinner. I'm not that bad. I don't need his mercy because he's mercy and he gives us mercy. He forgives us anyways. They might say something like that. And there's many other extremes we can run into where we can view divine mercy as a get out of jail free card. I don't have to do anything to receive God's mercy. And so on. These are extremes. These are not what divine mercy is about. Well, first of all, what is divine mercy? Divine mercy is the love that God has for us, that he loves us so much that he sent his only son to suffer, die, and rise again that we might have eternal life. That despite the sins that we do, that our Lord is willing to forgive those sins, to put those sins behind us and lead us to eternal life. Divine mercy is the fact that eternal life awaits us. Divine mercy is open to each and every one of us. But it isn't a get-out-of-jail-free card. It isn't a passive thing. It's something that we need to, first of all, have awareness of our sinfulness. And then secondly, be willing to accept that mercy from God. We need to accept it. Divine mercy is it. God doesn't force his mercy upon us, but he is willing and waiting for us to come and receive it. We have to come to him. We have to ask for that mercy. So how do we ask for it? How do we receive that divine mercy? Well, for the vast majority of us in the vast majority of our lives, so not counting extreme situations, we can most easily receive his divine mercy in the sacrament of confession. That is where God is the most close to us to give us that divine mercy. And he gives us that divine mercy through the power that he has given to the priest. We hear that in our gospel today. Whose sins you are forgiven them. Whose sins you retain are retained. The fact is, the sacrament of confession is the sacrament of divine mercy. That's why it's so worrisome when so many Catholics don't receive the sacrament on a regular basis. And I don't know why. I don't know why we don't receive the sacrament as often as we should. Are we afraid of it? We shouldn't be. Are we unaware of our sinfulness? I hope not, because that's a dangerous thing. Do we think we're too good for the sacrament? Why? It's a beautiful thing. It's a wonderful thing. It's a powerful thing. It is a sacrament of mercy. And we should be running to receive it. It's difficult. It's painful. It's beautiful. The only thing in this world that is more beautiful than the sacrament of confession is the sacrament of the Eucharist. I hold that completely. And so I want to encourage you, receive this beautiful sacrament of divine mercy as often as you can. If I need to make it more available so that you can get there, let me know. I'm willing to add times. I'm willing to be available. But we need to receive it. If you have questions about it, let me know. I want to see all of you in the sacrament of confession regularly, monthly. Even more frequent than that if you feel necessary. Because it's a beautiful thing. It's a powerful thing. It's a wonderful thing that we're not taking advantage of. We're not using. And I hope I can help you understand the beauty and the power of it. Because it is where we receive our Lord's divine mercy. It is where we ask for that mercy. But once we have received that mercy, it needs to lead us onward. It needs to lead us to be merciful. We all have people in our lives that perhaps we need to show some mercy to. Maybe they've said or done things that have hurt us. They've said and done things that we think we can't forgive them. We need to show mercy to those people. There are going to be people in our lives that we don't like, that we can't stand to be around. We need to be merciful to them. We need to be willing to show that same forgiveness and love that God is always willing to show to us. We must not withhold that. And so this is a good time, this Divine Mercy Sunday, to examine our consciences, to look at ourselves and say, who have I not been merciful towards that I need to show mercy? Who have I not forgiven that I need to forgive? I need to take that step, that choice to forgive. I may still be hurt by them. I may still not like them, but I need to forgive them. And then finally, with this divine mercy, we are called to put our trust in our Lord, that if we seek his mercy, if we seek his love, if we follow him, he will lead us to eternal life. On the bottom of the divine mercy image there, you can see where it says, Jesus, I trust in you. Jesus, I trust in you. That is a prayer that we should be saying. Look at St. Thomas in our gospel. You always feel sorry for him because this is what he's known for. This one scene where he did not trust. He had to get that scientific proof that Jesus had risen from the dead by touching his hands, by putting his hand in his side. But what does he say after our Lord appears to him? My Lord and my God. He trusted in our Lord. That is our call as Christians, is to trust in the Lord that he will not lead us astray, but will lead us to eternal life through his divine mercy. So I encourage you on this Divine Mercy Sunday to say those words, but ultimately through the rest, from this day forward, to seek that mercy of our Lord and then to share that mercy with those around you.